Yes, well, actually today my student have been for their end of semester examination. They are started today by 9:30 year one clinical side. After they have started their examinations, they have taken something of 40 minutes when I saw uniformly dressed a gunman whom have been actually penetrating through the gate, and of sudden their number increases, and then I informed actually the general class where I've been supervising. So immediately after informing them, then actually the students started taking off from the class, and then that is the time when they started actually shooting, and then others went to the hostel where actually the boys are, and they picked their bags, their phones, and other things. So in the incident, I think they shot two students dead, one from Bargazel, and then one from Eastern Equatorial.
Yes, and you said this gunman came, they just started firing, and after that, of course, it's quite unfortunate, two people died. Were there some injuries?
Not really, only we have registered only those two who have been actually shot dead just instantly, and as for now, we could not allocate the number. We cannot actually give you the number of students who are present, actually, because as for now, others are in the booth, and we could not actually give you exact number. But as for now, there is only one who sustained injury, but not all that is severe. It's only those two for a moment we knew really they have left us.
And of course, some of your students are missing now, as you did mention.
Yeah, as for now, some of the students are missing. But as I talk, the security office, the officers ranging from the army, and then the police, and the county education officers, they are trying to address the student on the incident.
Yes, that's my next question. I mean, the authorities came there, as you said, they are trying to address the situation. Did they identify, do they have any idea who these attackers might be?
Yes, well, actually, the attackers have put on a various uniform, and the one actually who approached me face by face and greeted me in a barry language. Yeah, put actually in a dark green, but others who penetrated their way from the gate, and they accessed the office, and then the boys' hostel, actually, they put on various kind of uniform.
And you mentioned, of course, that there was looting in the hostels. Tell us the extent of that.
They have taken student phones and their bags, and other items, you know, we have not yet identified how many or how much money they have taken so far.
And now what next for your school? I mean, are you still going to continue operating from tomorrow? Because this, you said, is exam season, or you're going to close down for some time. What exactly is going to happen now?
Now, it's really unfortunate, and we lost our students. And with that anxiety, students, I can't expect them really continuing from effect of tomorrow. But I'm yet to arrange with the director how well we shall be moving, if at all the security for us can be granted, but not within the compound at all.
How are the students living? Are they living with fear? What exactly is the mood like in the institute right now?
Yeah, there is a extreme fear, actually, as for now, with they are leaving the compound, and probably we are going to settle them in a nearby compound, in nearby the hospital, so whereby they will be at least guarded by security office. As per now, you know, the students, most of the students are not within here. Others are from Nuba Mountain, others from Bargazel Eastern. So most of their relatives are not here, and we are yet to provide them accommodation for a moment and to see what we can do.